భగవద్గీత 2.3 క్లైబ్యం మాస్మగమః పార్థ నైతత్వయుపపద్యతే క్షుద్రం హృదయ దౌర్బల్యం త్యక్తోతిష్ఠ పరంతప. హియర్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ స్పీకింగ్ టు అర్జున ద సెకండ్ వర్డ్స్ ఇన్ హిస్ కరెంట్ డిస్కషన్, ఇన్ హిస్ కరెంట్ డిస్కోర్స్ టాక్. Claibyam is weakness, but it is not just ordinary weakness, it is actually much stronger. Impotence, unmanliness, to call a kshatriya as unmanly is among the strongest reproaches to a kshatriya's honor. Claibyam masmagamah partha. Significantly, it is not Arjuna, Krishna is not calling Arjuna a kshatriya, klaibya. He is saying that this klaibyatva, this importance which has come upon you from somewhere, don't succumb to it. Krishna is continuing the thought. Kutastva kashmalamidam, where has this contamination come from? So the point of that is, that means this does not belong to you, this is not native to you. This is foreign, alien, it is alien to your nature and it is intruding on you from somewhere else. So, don't succumb to it. So, just as, you know, if somebody comes to our house and starts overpowering us and making us do something which you don't want to do, which we know we shouldn't do, then we will fight against that person. Similarly, klaibyam masmagamah partha. Krishna is telling Arjuna, oh Arjuna, do not succumb to this degrading importance which will make you an honorable kshatriya behave in a dishonorable way that will, as was mentioned in the previous verse, will lead neither to heaven nor to fame. Aswargam akirtikaram. So, don't give in to this importance because naitatva upapadyate, this does not behoove you. A person of your caliber, oh Arjuna, you are not meant to be defeated by such importance. Suppose there is a champion, world champion tennis player, and there is an ordinary club tennis player, and the club tennis player starts defeating the champion tennis player. Then the coach of the champion will say, come on, you are not man, you are, this is, then behoove you. Your caliber is so much higher. Just play properly and defeat this club player. So like that, for a kshatriya who has strong viril character, to give in to sentimentality which makes one abandon a fight, that is naitatva upapadyate. So kshudram hrudaya daurbalyam. Kshudram, this is low grade. Now, the word Kshudra is itself not a caste slur. The point is that the various Varnas are all infused with a sense of honor, and by that sense of honor, they are inspired to act honorably. So, the point is that Kshudra can refer to a class. And Kshudratva can also refer to a set of qualities. So, a Kshatriya is not meant to exhibit Kshudratva. What is that? Hrudaya Daurbalyam. Hrudaya Daurbalyam. The weakness of the heart. It's an interesting phrase. Normally, we think of strength in terms of, say, bodily muscles. So, we can understand, say, physical strength. Somebody can lift a huge weight. Now, what exactly do we mean by strength of the heart? Or what do we, what does its converse, weakness of the heart mean? Now, just as strength of the body can enable us to lift huge weights, big weights, similarly, strength of the heart can enable us to sustain big shocks. And just as a weak body, if a heavy weight is placed on it, the weak body will crumble. Similarly, a weak heart, when a heavy shock is placed on that, then that heart crumbles. So, Hrudaya Daurbalya refers to the weakness of the heart, which is unable to sustain strong emotional stimuli, especially strong negative emotional stimuli in the case of Arjuna. Yes, you know, to be in a battle in which one has to fight against one's relatives is painful. But, you know, we don't just make our decisions based on what is painful or what is not painful. Now, we do our decisions on what is dutiful and what is undutiful. That's at least that's how honorable people behave. What is dutiful and what is undutiful. So just like for a mother to carry her baby, now it may be a burden. But just because it is a burden, it's painful, she doesn't give it up. She goes, oh, this is my duty, I'll do it. And do it do it with my chin up, do it happily. Similarly, yes, Arjuna, as a Kshatriya, it's painful, but you have to fight. That's your duty. And to cave in, to abdicate one's duty because of inability to sustain the emotional shock involved in the execution of the duty, that is actually unbecoming. It is weakness of the heart. And such weakness is actually a characteristic of Shudratva. Shudram. Now, the word Shudra comes from a particular characteristic. Just as Brahmana, it is not just a caste, although it is the name of a particular group of people in society. But the characteristic of that group of people is Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. That those who know Brahma, those who know spiritual truth, they are Brahmanas. So similarly, so Brahmana in that sense is a positive characteristic to know spiritual reality. Whereas Shudra, actually it comes from Shochati Iti Shudra. Those who lament are called Shudras. That means that when difficulties come, when adversities come, those who give in to lamentation and cannot think of any constructive solution, they are said to have a Shudra characteristic. So, Brahmana tries to use intelligence to deal with problems, scriptural intelligence. Kshatriya tries to use power to solve problems. A Vaishya tries to use money to solve problems. But a Shudra, basically, when faced with problems, just laments. So, in this way, Krishna is telling Arjuna, don't give in to this Shudram Hrudaya Daurbalyam. You are a Kshatriya, act like a Kshatriya. Tvayupapadyate, act in a way that will behoove you. Don't act in an unbecoming way. And what you are calling as very thoughtful, compassionate emotions, actually they are Hrudaya Daurbalyam, they are weakness of the heart. And Tyaktva Utishtha Parantapa, Tyaktva Utishtha, give it up, fight it off. So earlier actually Krishna has said, Ma Smagamaha Partha, that don't succumb to it. And now he is saying Tyaktva, give it up. So this indicates the paradoxical nature of inner enemies. At one level, inner enemies, say lust, anger, greed, fear, all these, they are something from outside which come upon us. Suddenly people get a worry attack or people just get angry. So when something is coming from outside to inside, at that level, Krishna is telling Arjuna, Klaibhyam Masmagamaha Partha, do not succumb to it. But actually, what does succumbing mean? You know, the anarthas cannot hold us unless we hold them. When anger comes, anger can make us angry when we accept anger. So the anarthas, when we let them gain a hold on us, then they start controlling us. Worrisome thoughts may come in our mind, but when we dwell on those thoughts, then they make us worried. Otherwise, if we don't dwell on those thoughts, if we direct our thinking somewhere else, then those worrisome thoughts will come and they will go. Just as so many thoughts come in our mind, and they stay at the periphery of our awareness and they go away. So here, when Krishna is using the word tyaktva, so he is saying that it is not just that when something else out external has come to you, that klebhyatva, but actually you are holding on to it. You are rationalizing it. So tyaktva, give it up. Uttishtha. So Arjuna in 1.46 in the Gita, it was explained that upavishat. Instead of, he was standing earlier on the chariot ready to fight, but he had sat down. So Krishna is telling Arjuna here, get up. So get up is both in literal and a metaphorical sense. Get, rise, that means physically rise, and it also means rise in spirit, become ready to fight. And to exhort and encourage Arjuna, Krishna uses the word parantapa. Parantapa means, oh, chastiser of enemies. Paratapa, one who gives tapa to the para, to the other. So those who challenge a valorous Kshatriya warrior like Arjuna, who has been celebrated by the name Parantapa, such a person punishes the foolhardiness of the opponent by overpowering them, by tormenting them, by causing them pain. So the use of Parantapa here means that you are the chastiser of your enemies. So similarly, chastise this enemy of Klebhyatva, chastise this enemy of Shudratva, and drive it out, and therefore arise and fight. So we all, when we are overcome by weaknesses, inner weaknesses, we can remember and meditate on this verse and fight against those weaknesses and rise to the call of duty. Thank you.